Today, Shir's Masechta, Shabbos Daf Tzadik Dalet. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Moitzi Oichlem Pachs Mikashir. If somebody takes out a food less than the shear, the typical shear that one is chay for carrying Oichlem, as we know, is a kirogris, and you take that out b'keli. You take that out in a keli. So the halach is potter. You're potter for carrying out that amount. It's less than the shear. As we've discussed numerous times, there is a machloikis if for hotzah on Shabbos there's a din of chatzi shear. But certainly it's not something that you're going to get a have to bring kamachatis. And you're potter af al keli. You're potter even on the keli, because the keli is only here to serve the food in it. Shakeli tveleloi. So if you're not chayif for the food, you're not going to be chayif for the keli. Similarly, as a chay, if somebody carries out a live person, b'mita on a bed, pata af alamita, you're going to be pata for carrying out the bed. She hamita tveleloi, the mita is bottled to the person. And for the person, as we're going to learn on the Gemara, you're going to be potter because chai noi say is atzmai, you're not chai for carrying out a live person. So the Ritva in Masechta Erevin says that when do we say this rule that the keli is bottled to the eichlin, even when they're less than the shear? So he says a chiddush. He says only in a case where the food is more significant than the keli. So under those circumstances, we say that the keli is only here to serve the food. And since the food is not, we don't have a shear, we're not going to be chayv on the keli either. But, he says, let's say you'll have a very expensive silver keli. So that silver keli is more significant, obviously, than whatever little food that you have in it. So therefore, the Ritva quotes the Ravid there, that the Ravid says under those circumstances, you are not going to, you're going to be chayv on the keli. The Ritva himself actually disagrees with the Ravid, because the Ritva says that if that is the halacha, the Mishnah and the Gemara that we're about to learn should have made this very important distinction. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't make this very important distinction is a raya that it's not, that there's no such a nafka mina. Continues the Mishnah. As a mace b'mita, if somebody carries out a dead person in a bed, then he's going to be chayiv. Because by a dead person, obviously we don't have the concept of hachay noises atzmai, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. This represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that amloch shenetzricha l'gufo yechayiv. Because as we've discussed numerous times, we have the machloikas, which we're going to discuss in today's shir. If yechayiv amloch shenetzricha l'gufo, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that yechayiv, and therefore he says the same aloch will be not just by a mace, it'll be by kezayis ben a mace, kezayis ben an avela, kadoshim ben asheretz, and all these situations, you're going to be chayiv because these are the amount of shiurim they give off tuma, and therefore they're considered a significant amount. And once they're considered a significant amount, you're chayiv for carrying them on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Poiter, Rav Shimon's opinion is that amloch shenetzricha l'gufo you're potter, and therefore in all these situations, it's considered amloch shenetzricha l'gufo. So why is it considered amloch shenetzricha l'gufo? So we have here a very big machloikus, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's opinion is that amloch shenetzricha l'gufo is a situation which is done in reaction to another situation. We have a mace in the house, and we don't want the mace in the house, so I'm taking out the mace for that reason. It's not that I need the mace outdoors. I just don't want him here. And that's why it's considered a Moloch Shenetzrich L'Gufa. Tosfos has somewhat of a different approach. Tosfos' approach is that Moloch Shenetzrich L'Gufa, we learn all Molochus from the Mishkan. And in Mishkan, The malachas were done for a constructive purpose. Here, there's no constructive purpose in bringing the mace outside. And therefore, it's considered a malacha shena tzricha legufa. So I saw from the Master of Keach that we have a very, that wants to speak about this malachas regarding a malacha shena tzricha legufa. So he says that the Torah speaks about malachas machsheves b'shabbos right next to the parashas HaMishkan. And parashas Vayakel, the Torah puts these two parashas together. So he says that b'chol haTorah kula, we've discussed this in many shurim, there's a machloikus Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon if we dash in smuchin. If we dash in the fact that two halachas find themselves next to each other in the Torah, do we learn something from that? Rav Shimon does, Rav Yehuda doesn't. So now he explains, we could very well understand this machloikus of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda says, the fact that Malach's Machsheves is put next to the Mishkan is not of any consequence. And therefore, just because therefore we don't learn Malach's Machsheves, we don't learn that you put by Malach HaShem HaTzrich L'Gufa. Whereas Rav Shimon says, why did the Torah put the Halachas of Shabbos next to of Malach's Machsheves next to the Mishkan? To teach us that it has to be similar to the, that it has to be a Malach's Machsheves, and like for the same purpose that it was in the Mishkan, otherwise it'd be a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa for which you would be potter. Tana Rabbanan begins the Gemara, Hamoitza Eichlin Kashir, if somebody takes out the right amount of Eichlin, the right shear, in Bekli, if he takes it out Bekeli, Chayiv ala Eichlin Mepotah ala Kli, you're going to be chayiv for carrying out the food and potter for carrying out the keli. V'mhoya kli tzarech loy, but if it's a situation where he needs the keli, chayiv afal keli. Then you're going to be chayiv for the keli, because the keli in that circumstances are not considered secondary to the oichel. Shmamina. So ask the Gemara. There's a discussion throughout Shas, the opinion of Sumchus. Sumchus seems to learn that if you do two of the same type of Averis, Behelim Echad, you're going to be Chayiv two different Karmachatas. And it seems, says our Gemara, that this Braisa is exactly, supports Sumchus' opinion. Shmamina, Oichel Shnei Zeisei Chelif, if somebody ate two Kzeisim of Chelif, he even ate them behelim echad, he's going to be chayiv shtayim two karmachatas. Because in our Gemara as well, this person did two melachas haitzah, and he's going to be chayiv according to this braisa two karmachatas. Amar Rav Sheshes says, Rav Sheshes, it's not the same. Hachem ha'iskinen kigoin sheshogag ala oichlin. He was a shagig on the food, the hezer at a keli, and he was amazing on the keli. So it's not going to be two karmen chattas. It's going to be one chiv misa and one chiv chattas. So therefore, it's not a situation similar to what Simchas spoke about, where there's going to be two karmen chattas. The question is that if that's the case, that for one of them he did it b'mezid, and one he did b'shoigig, so why would he be, why don't we say, kimle b'drabnei, as we said in yesterday's shir. In yesterday's shir we said that when somebody does an aveira for which there are two onshim, we only give him the more severe punishment. So why over here, if that's the way the Gemara is understanding Braisa, that he did an aver b'mezid and he did a aver b'shoigig, why does he have to? Why would he get both misa and chattis? So Tosfos earlier in our shir, Daf Tzadik Gimel and Beis, the Rimaskul Sheshogag explains that we only apply the concept of kimle b'drabnei where it's one act with two onshim. Here he carried two distinct objects, And since he did carry two distinct objects, you don't apply the concept of Kimlei B'drabanei. Tosfos over there, however, says that in our Masecht, in our Shir, when we speak about Chai, we're talking about Korban Chatas. And it's hard to understand that there's a Mezid element as well. So Tosfos says that the way we have to explain this Gemara is that he did not get a straw on the food that he carried out, and therefore he's not chayiv in the oichel, not skila, and not chatas. And for the keli, he's chayiv chatas. The Ri doesn't agree with neither of these two pshatim that we just gave, and he says that he's amazed on the taking out of the keli, and with everything here is talking about being chayiv skila. And what the Braisa means to say is like this. If somebody takes out oichlim, the same shear as the keli, he's going to be chayiv skila for oichlim, because he got a sraw not to take out the oichl, and he's potter on the keli, even if he got a sraw, because it's toffel to oichl. But if it's a situation that he needs the keli independently, even if they gave him a straw only on the keli and not on the oichlim, he'll be chayiv to carbon chatas. That's the way he wants to explain. Mask of law, Rav Ashi, for afal keli ktani. The Braisa seems to say that you can be chayiv for both. And the way we're learning, one was mazed, a similar chayiv for both. The way Rashi explained, one was mezid, one was shoygig. Elam Ravashi goes back to Ravashi, to our original understanding of the Braisa, that it was a shoygig on both. Shogak kegoin, sheshogah b'zeh b'zeh. He was a shoygig both on taking out the keli and both on taking out the oichel. But we go back to a situation, the machlokes, that we learned early in the Masechta. We had earlier on Daf Ayin Aleph on Mabez, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. If somebody did two Averis, B'shoigig on Shabbos, and he became aware of the first of two similar Averis, and he became aware of the first Avera, and then he became aware of the second Avera, is he Chayiv two Korban Chatas, Yediyos Mechalkos, or is he chayiv only one Korban Chatas? Rabbi Yochanan said he's going to be chayiv two Korban Chatas, because Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that Yediyos Mechalkos. Rish Lakish says you're only chayiv one Korban Chatas because Yediyos are not Mechalkos. So says the Gemara, that's according to Rashi's explanation, that we're talking here about a situation of Yediyos Mechalkos. Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, will say he carried out both the food and the keli. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since he only became aware of one and then became aware of the other, he'll have to bring two Korban Chatas. And Rish Lakish says that, no, you only bring one Korban Chatas. Why didn't Rav Sheshis explain the Braisa that way? Says Rashi, because Rav Sheshis holds like Rish Lakish, so he couldn't explain the Braisa in according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi because he says that's not a good reason for Rav Sheshis not to explain the Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, even though he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore he explains that the way we should explain is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, only you have to have a yediyah to be mechalek. According to Rish Lakish, you could bring a carbon. And since he could bring, once you bring a carbon, he certainly agrees you're going to have to bring two carbon chatas. So the way Tosfos explains that indeed if a carbon was brought, everybody would agree that you would have to bring two carbon chatas. Rav Sheshis was trying to come up with a situation where there was no yedia, no kapara mechalkos, and therefore still when you would bring to how to understand the Braisa that way. As a chayiv b'mita, So we learned if somebody carries out a live person in a bed, the halacha is yipata afalamita yipata even on the bed. Why? Because we learned achai noises atzmai. Says the Gemara, lemer misnisa Reb Nosson hi, v'loi Rabbanan. Our Mishnah represents the opinion of Nosson, not the Rabbanan. The Tanya, the Brisa says, hamotzi behem achai v'oif, if somebody takes out an animal, l'shus harabim, bein chayin, beinim shchutim, whether they're alive or dead, chayiv. Reb Nosson aimer al shchutim chayiv, indeed on a dead animal, you're going to be chayiv, v'chayim potter, but you're going to be potter on a live animal, because we have the concept of chai noisei es atzmai. So, Tosfos asks Kasha. Yes, we have this concept of chai noisei es atzof. But, so what does chai noisei es atzmai seemingly mean? That the chai makes him, is lighter. He helps himself be carried. But ask Tosfos. So let's say you have a person that weighs 200 pounds. So chai noisei es atzmai makes that you don't feel like you're carrying 200 pounds. You're carrying, it makes you feel like you're carrying 100 pounds. And if you carry 100 pounds, that's not something that you're chai for. So why should chai noisei es atzmai make that you should be potter? So Tosfos answers, going back to what we discussed in our previous shiurim, that we have the concept of shnayim she'asua. That when you have shnayim shesua, you're potter. So, but as Tosfos, we learned that if echad yochel v'sheni eini yochel, if one could do this melacha and the other person cannot do the melacha, so we learned that the yochel is chayiv and the eini yochel is potter, and the chay in this case can't carry himself obviously without somebody carrying him. So therefore, the person that's carrying should be considered the yochel, and the person that's being carried should be considered the eini yochel. And when we have a yochel, the eini yochel, the yochel is chayiv. So the person that's carrying is the yochel. So Tosfos therefore gives a whole different answer. Tosfos says that all chiyuvim of Melachah Shabbos were learned from the Melachah Mishkan. And there was never a case of the Melachas Mishkan where they carried a live thing. The Tchoshim and the Elim that were used to cover the Mishkan walked themselves. The Chilazon that they used for the Tchelis in the Mishkan, we spoke earlier of Ayin Heyom and Aleph, was dead before they carried it. And since there was never a case in the Mishkan where they carried a live thing, that's why somebody carries a live thing on Shabbos Yipater. So Tosfos Rosh asks the question, if that's the reason why when you carry a live person, he was speaking about live animals as well, Yipater, because there was no such experience in the Mishkan, so then why does the Gemara say Chai Noises Atzmai? The Gemara should have said, because you didn't carry live things in the Mishkan. Moreover, as we've learned in our Masechta, when we learn Melachos and Shabbos, so yes, the Ovis had to be exactly as it was in the Mishkan. But Toldos don't have to be exactly as it was in the Mishkan. So even if they didn't carry live things in the Mishkan, and therefore carrying a live person, a live animal, would not be Av Melach, it should still be a Toldos Melach. So he explains, beautiful Pshat, he explains that indeed, the reason why you potter is because there was no such a situation in the Mishkan. But as we just said, that shouldn't be a good enough reason that we should not say that Yechayiv at least as a tolda. So adds the Gemara that because we also have the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai, so now we have a combination. We have a combination of the fact that this is the way Pnei Yeshua explains the Tosfos HaRosh. We have a situation that wasn't in the Mishkan, coupled with the fact that there is a concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. So when we have these two situations combined together, then we say that it's Bechlal, not also at all in Shabbos. Amar Rava, but Rava says, I feel a Tamer Rabbanan. Our Mishnah could follow the opinion of the Rabbanan as well. And the Rabbanan as well could subscribe to the concept of Chayin Nasetz Atzmai. But, at Kan Lai Pliga Lei Rabbanan, Lei Reb Nosson, when did the Rabbanan disagree with Reb Nosson? Ella, Bebehem Chayiv Oif, by animals, the Beshabati Nafshayu, they are anxious to be get out of the grasp of the person who's carrying them, and therefore they try to make themselves heavier. And there's no chai noises atzmai. Avo odom chai, the noises atzmai, I feel a rabbanon moida, the rabbanon will be moida that we say the concept of chai noises atzmai. So now that we have this concept of chai noises atzmai, I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer in the Chelek Yud Gimel Siman Lamed Beis wants to suggest that if somebody lives in a place where there's an Erev, but he's not so happy, but he's not, and he doesn't want to carry with the Erev, for whatever reason, wants the Tzitz Eliezer to say that if he has a reason to take out his child on Shabbos, then he could take out his child in the baby carriage. Because really, when you're taking a child that can walk, we have the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. The baby carriage is secondary to, that's the case of our Mishnah. It's a Chai B'mita, you potter on both of them. So since the baby carriage, suggested Tzitz Eliezer, is secondary to the baby that could be walked, so we have Chai Noises Atzmai in an area where there is an Erev, and therefore, even a person who doesn't use the Erev could be a little more lenient. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach makes a very important point. He says, if you're taking a child out that could walk by himself in a baby carriage, and you want to rely on Chai Noises Atzmai, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you have to be very careful that there's nothing in the baby carriage besides the carriage and the child that you're taking. Because if there's going to be anything else in that carriage, suggests Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're going to have a new problem. You're going to have a problem that you're carrying that, let's say his shoes, he gives an example. The baby's not wearing shoes. The child's not wearing shoes. The shoes are separate in the carriage. You won't have Chai Noisei Atzmai on those shoes. The shoes are, of course, kashir, and you'll be chayiv. But then I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer's father was once meeting the Chazon Ish, and he quoted the Tosfos that we just mentioned. The Tosfos says that there was no situation that they carried a live thing in the Mishkan. And that's why you're not chai for carrying a live thing on Shabbos. So he asked the Chazon Ish that in the Mishkan, there was the Shamir. It was that worm, and the worm that they used to make holes, and that worm they kept in a box. So why, and we carried the box with the worm, with the shomer in it. So why does Tosfos say there was never a situation in the Mishkan that they carried a live thing? So he says that when he asked the Chazon Ish this question, the Chazon Ish said, "Zu kusha toiva." It's an excellent question. But he quoted his son, the Tzitz Eliezer, in this tshuva, because the Gemara says, "Om Reb Yochanan, Umoyder Reb Nosson Bekofis," that if the animal is tied up, we're going to have everybody, or the person is tied up, then we don't say Chai Noises Atzmai. So he says the Shamir was, as we just learned, captured into a box. So that's considered like its kofis. Since it's considered like its kofis, we won't be able to use, that has nothing to do with the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. This is, of course, also relevant to a question Ramosha discusses in Digras Moshe, Oyer Chaim Chelik Dalid Simen Tzadik, if a person could go out in a wheelchair on Shabbos, and may we push that wheelchair? And Ramosha wants to suggest that it depends if this person who's in the wheelchair could walk himself. If the person can walk himself, then we have the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. If he can't walk himself, we can't say Chai Noises Atzmai. Amalei Ravada Barhava Larova. Vada Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah. We know the halacha is that on Shabbos, Not only must we not work, but even our animals may not work on Shabbos. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, says you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to an akum. The reason you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to an akum is because you may come to lend it to him or rent it to him, and he's going to do work with your animal on Shabbos. And the halach is, as we just said, loisaskum halach atav v'chavachem v'bam techa. Or we're concerned, says the Gemara, that you may sell it to him right before Shabbos, and you're going to get the animal to leave your home on Shabbos, which is a malacha, a mechamer. And the Gemara says there, then Bebeseira mata besus. Bebeseira says, a sus you're allowed to sell to an akum. Because why? Because susim, explains the Gemara, Tanya, Bebeseira mata besus, neisha oisba malacha, horses were used for riding. By riding, we have the concept of chai noises atzmai. So even if you were to, you on the animal, we have the concept of chai noises atzmai. So it isn't the malacha deraisa that the animal does when he carries the person riding on him. So there, Chazal didn't make a gzeira. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explaining these opinions says, ben b'seira, that allows you to sell a horse. Rab Nosson Amr Dover Achad. They both say the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. Vi Amrit, but if we're going to say now, the Loi Pligi Rabbanan Leid Rab Nosson El Behem Chai Ve'oiv Mishum De B'Shabbatim Nafshayu. When did Rabbanan disagree with Rab Nosson? When you're carrying a live animal, could they make themselves heavy? Ma'yiri Ben Beseira. So why do we have to say that it's only Ben Beseira that and Rab Nosson hold one opinion? Vi Amrit, I feel Rabbanan Moida. Even the Rabbanan, agreeable to the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai, answers the Gemara, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan said that you're allowed to sell a horse is only according to Rabbi Nosson and not according to Rabbanan. It's talking about a sus hamiyuchad loifis, that it's a horse that's used for birds. And even such a horse, Ben Beseira, allowed to be sold to an Akum. Why? Because he agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Nosson, that Chai Noises Atzmai. The Rabbanon don't agree that we say by a bird, Chai Noises Atzmai, because as we learned a moment ago, the Rabbanon hold that by a bird we say Mishabati Nafshayu. Ask the Gemara, Mi Kesus HaMiyuchad Loifis, are there horses that were used only for birds? Answers the Gemara, in Ikad Beivadai, there was a Beivadan, this person hunted birds, and the birds that, and he had a special horse to put the birds on. Says the Gemara, Umayd Rav Yochanan, Umayd Rav Nosson Bekofis. Even though Rav Nosson has a very broad application of Chai Noises Atzmai, by a person that's tied up, as we said, there we don't have Chai Noises Atzmai. Amalei Rav Adaba Maslabaya, Vahani Persoi, you have these Persian that didn't move. They wore these clothing that prevented them from moving. The commander kfisa domo, they should be considered like they're tied up. So if you're going to say that Rav Nosson agrees by kofas yuchayiv, so why are you allowed to sell a horse to the parasayim? The parasayim, we don't have the concept of chay noises atzmai. Answers the Gemara, hasam ramas ruchu denakadlu. Says the Gemara, it's not that the Prasayim can't move. They're human beings, of course they can walk. It's just because they are arrogant and they refuse to walk. Because he says the Gemara, there was a story with a police officer who was a Parsi, the Rosach Malkele, the government got angry at him, and he was able to all of a sudden run very quickly. So since they are able to run, they're just not anxious to run, they're not interested to walk and run, we don't take away the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. We learned in the Mishnah, Semeis B'mitta, Chai V'ken K'zayis B'namis. Amar Rabba B'b'chan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'amar Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Paitai Rabbi Shimon, Apa Moitzis Ameis L'kavrei. Even if you're taking out a mace to bury him, it's still potter, because it's a Melachish and a Tzricha L'gufa. So why should we think that it should be different? says the Gemara, because we would think that if you're doing it for the Tzorich Ameis, therefore it should not be considered a Melach Hashem Tzorich L'Gufa. That's why our Gemara has to teach us that we're taking out the Meis because we want him out of the house. That's the way the Sfasemis explains the Gemara. And therefore, according to Shimon, it will still be considered a Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Amar Rava, Moed Rav Shimon, but Rav Shimon is agreeable, Mar Lach B'Boy, if you take out a shovel to shovel with, Sefer Torah, Lukas B'Boy, you take out a Sefer Torah to read from the Yechayiv. Says the Gemara, Pshita, of course, Shimon has to agree. Because says the Gemara, if you're going to continue saying that these situations also should be considered a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, so El Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, when will there ever be a case of Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa that you'll chayif? Answers the Gemara, Madatema, we would think that according to Shimon, carrying on Shabbos will not be considered a melacha tzrich legufa until you have adi ika legufoi, that the person who's carrying out the object has a need for it, legufa, and it's also needed for the purpose outside. Kugoy mar, somebody carrying out a shovel, lasses loy tas, and he's taking it out to make something with it. So, and he also needs it lach b'boy. So he takes it out. He took out the shovel because he needs it outside, and he's using the shovel outside. Sefer Torah, he took out the Sefer Torah that the Sefer Torah wasn't right, and he had to fix it. So lahagia, he took it out to fix it, and he also took it out likris b'boy. So I have a need, because I need to take it to the Sefer, and I also have a need for the Sefer Torah to read from it. But it's safe in a situation where, let's say, I'm taking out a Sefer Torah just to read from it, but the Sefer Torah itself has no need to be outside, maybe it should be considered a Melachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. That's why Kamashmon, that just carrying the Sefer Torah outside, because that's where it's going to be read, is enough of a reason to be Chayiv on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, who shavcha David b'droikris? There was a person who passed away, who lived in droikris, and it was a bazillion to leave him that way. Shara Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak lafuki l'karmos. Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak said that to take him to a karmos, which is not a rishus d'oraisa, he may be carried out. Amle riyach nachu mach b'ed ravna. Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak, come on. According to whom did you allow this? Krev Shimon. This follows the opinion of Rav Shimon that a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is mutter. Ask the Gemara, but even if you're going to follow the opinion of Rav Shimon, aim at the potter of Shimon, Mechiv Chattis. Rav Shimon says a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is not considered a full-fledged Melacha that there's a Chiv Chattis. Isur Drabonon, Mi'ika. Certainly Rav Shimon agrees there's an Issa Drabonon by carrying out, even by Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Amalei. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Yochanan, "Halakim de Eile Be'at, I can make a shvua that you will participate in doing this because it's mutter according to everybody. The mi kamin the shusarabim. I didn't say that we carried him out from the shusayoch to the shusarabim. The karmelus kamina. I only said that you could carry it to a karmelus and gol kvar abrius. And because we're talking about a situation of kvar abrius." That the mace in the house was deteriorating, and therefore, when with the situation of Gadol HaBrius, Shadoichas Loisa Shebetayra, Chazal have the right to tell us that the situation of Gadol HaBrius, we may do something. So certainly, to take a mace out to the Karmelus is a situation of Gadol HaBrius. However, we see from here, says the Noida Behuda, that Koinam HaBrius is not a blanket heter. The case over here, why we applied the Kavod HaBrius, was only because it was being taken to a Karmelus, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan. But just because there's Kavod HaBrius doesn't allow everything in Halacha to be done. So Rashi makes a comment. Here we're speaking about a case where we're allowed to carry the mess to the Karmelus because of Kavod HaBrius. That only focused on the issue of Aitzah. But what about the issue of Muksa? As we learned earlier in our Masechta on Daf Mem Gimel, a mace is Muksa. So how is he allowed to carry out the mace? So therefore, Rashi says, that we're referring here to a situation where a kikar or a tinnik were placed on the mace. And as we learned earlier, that solves the problem of muksum. The Ramban disagrees. He says, you've not accomplished anything by putting a kikar or a tinnik on the mace. Because the mace, because of kavod mace, we're allowing to be taken out to the karmelis. But that heter doesn't apply for the kikar or tinnik. And therefore, putting the kikar or tinnik on the mace and then carrying them out is asur on Shabbos. So Rashi is indeed difficult. Because if we have a heter to carry out the mace because of kavod habrius, how do we expand it to the kikar and tinnik? So the Ran explains, he says that even though putting the kikar and tinnik on the mace is a question, it's still, we're doing the malach of etzah anyway. And therefore, since we're doing the malach of etzah anyway, it's better to be over only one iser, the iser of etzah, rather than being over two isurim, haetzah and muksa. Another explanation the Ran gives, which is very appropriate to today's shir, he says the kikar or tinnik are bottled to the mace. And since the kikar or tinnik are bottled to the mace, if you're not chayif for carrying out the mace, you're not chayif for carrying out the kikar or tinnik either. The Rashba says that indeed Rashi would agree that you should not be allowed to carry the kikar or tinnik. But the Rashba says, if somebody sees me putting the kikar or tinnik on the mace, and then right before I leave the house, I remove the kikar or tinnik, it won't make sense to the person. Why did I put it on? Why am I taking it off? And because of that, the Rashba says, Rashi says that you're allowed to carry him out even with the kikar or tinnik. The Sfas says a beautiful pshat. The Sfas says that by many halachas of muksa, not by all of them, by muksa machmas kufa, the Mishnah Berurah says this halacha won't apply. But certainly, we learned that a kli shlamachta le'isser, we're allowed to move l'tzarech kufa m'kaimai. So the question is that when you're moving something that's muksa, when you had a right to move it, is the halacha require that you drop it as soon as you can? Or does the halacha tell us that since you're moving it anyway, I'm allowed to move it as far as I want? So the halacha is that once I'm moving something which is muksa, with a heter, like our Gemara, I'm moving the dava muksa because I have a kikar or a tinnik on it, then the halacha is I can carry it as far as I want. So once, says the Sfas Emes, I put the kikar and tinnik on the mace, so I'm allowed to move the dava muksa as far as I can, and there's no problem void saw, because that's all included in that heter. Continues the Gemara Tanan Hossam. The Mishnah teaches us, Hatoyle Simone Tuma. The halacha is that if somebody has Simone Tuma, two white hairs that grow in a nega, he becomes Tame. He becomes a Metzora. And the halacha is, the Torah is very strict. He's shama b'neged tzaras, that one may not remove the tzaras. He's not allowed to pluck out those hairs. V'hichva mechia. Another way that a person could become tamei is that if somebody has a certain type of seharis, you have a patch of skin that looks healthy. That's known as a mechia, which is within the area of the tzaras, that is also a tzaras. Now, what you could do is you could take out that healthy skin. So the halacha is a toilet simoni to mama, the hichva mechia, or you burn that healthy skin. Over the loisa say, you over the loisa say of a shama b'neged tzaras vitmar, and we learned in the Beis Medrash. Let's say we said the simonim are two hairs. If you took out achas mishnayim, one of the two hairs, you chayiv, because you have to have two hairs to be tamei, and by you plucking out one hair, you've taken away that tamei status, and you were over that lav. What about achas mishalish? You took out one of three hairs, so you still have two hairs left, and you're therefore still tamei. Rav Nachman amachayiv, Rav Sheshes amapotam. Rav Nachman amachayiv, because a hani masav, you've somewhat accomplished something. Dimishtak l'chada achrita, you started with three, and now you took out one, so you're down to two. But if one of those two will fall away, you've accomplished something by taking out that hair, and that's why ozla tumah. Rav Sheshes amapotam, hashtami is ozla tumah. Right now, you haven't done anything of significance. Says Tosfos, the machloikis is specifically when you have three hairs and you plucked out one, so now you're left with just two. But says Tosfos, let's say you had four hairs and you plucked out one of the four hairs. So even if one will fall away, the person will still be tamei because he has two hairs. There, everybody will agree that you weren't over the lav of Hashem and Neged Tzaras. Amar Sheshes Mino Amin Allah, where do I take my halacha from? Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, v'chein kezayis min ha'meis, or kezayis min ha'veila, chayiv. So what do we see? Ha, chatzi zayis, if you would have only carried out a chatzi zayis, potter. Ask the Gemara Tanya, but we learned in a braisa, chatzi zayis chayiv, that you are chayiv by chatzi zayis, so we have a stira. Are you chayiv for carrying out a chatzi zayis of a meis, or you're not chayiv? My love, how should we explain the Hoda Tanya chayiv, the case that you chayiv, dape chatzi zayis mikazayis. There was a mace in the house, only a kazayis of the mace in the house, and now you took out a chatzi zayis of that house, so now you've accomplished something. Because as long as there's a kazayis in the house is tamei. And by taking out that chatzi zayis, you've accomplished something that there isn't the sheer tumah in the house anymore. For Hoda Tanan Potter, the case that your potter is talking about chatzi zayis mikazayis or mechza. There was a kezayis and mechza of a mace in the house. And since there was a kezayis and mechza in the house, even if you take out a chatzi kezayis, so you only took out a chatzi kezayis, and the tumah is still in the house. So isn't that going to be the same here? If there were three and you took out one, you still left the sheer tumah, and that's why Rav Sheshes says, you're potter. In a case where there were two, the Rav Sheshes will agree, you accomplished something and you'll be chayiv. Says the Gemara Rav Nachman, how does he reconcile the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa? Idi v'idi chayiv. Both a situation that you chayiv. V'hoda tana, our Mishnah says, if you took out a chatzi kezayis from a kezayis and a half, says the Gemara Rav Nachman, everybody will agree you chayiv. Because even though you have a kezayis left, it's very little. And if soon as some of that kezayis is removed, you won't have the sheer tumah. We did clearly learn in our Mishnah that you're potter. That's apik chatzis eyes from mace kodl. You took out a chatzis eyes from a large mace. So as we learned, Tosfos says, if you took out one here from four, you're potter. Certainly if you take out a chatzis eyes from a big mace, so even if that big mace will still lose some of the part of his mace, you still have plenty left over. There even Rav Nachman will agree that you're potter. Says the Mishnah, "Anoitel tziparnav zubazu." If somebody removes his fingernails one with the other, he uses his fingernails to take his fingers to take off his other fingernail. Or he takes his fingernails off with his teeth. V'chein tsa'ara, he takes out his hair by plucking his hair out with his hand. V'chein tsfamai, or he plucks hair out of his mustache. V'chein zekna, he plucks hair out of his beard. V'chein agudelis. If somebody, if a woman braids her hair, v'kena kecheles, somebody paints her eyes, v'kena pekeses, somebody fixes his hair, although there is a different pshat that a woman fixes her hair. Another pshat is that she puts makeup on her face. Rebbe Lezer in all these cases holds yichayiv. It's considered chil Shabbos d'oraisa. The Chacham Oysim Mishum Shvus, the Chacham say it's only the Rabbanan. I'm Rebbe Lezer. Mechloikis biyad. The machloikis that we have in our Mishnah between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbanon is when you're cutting your fingernails by removing them with your hands. Ava b'keili, if you cut the nails with a scissor, everybody agrees that you chayiv. asked the Gemara, pshita, the Mishnah was very clear, zu bezutnan. Answers the Gemara, manatayim rabban mekli nami patri. The rabbanon are going to hold that you potter even by keli, because Rashi explains, the rabbanon will hold that the malach of goizes is only by the wool of an animal. So why didn't the Mishnah tell us that big chiddush? To tell us how far a blazer is machmer, that even if you cut your nails with your hands, certainly if you cut them with a scissor, you chayiv. But even if you cut them with your hands, you chayiv. Kamash malon, that's what Rabbi Elazar wanted to teach us. No, with a keli, everybody holds you chayiv. Vamar Rabbi Elazar, machloikis latzmai. When does Rabbi Elazar hold that if you cut your fingernails, you chayiv? Is if you're cutting your own fingernails. If you're cutting somebody else, so that's easier to do with your own, even without a scissor. Avel chaveroi, divrayakal potter. Then you're going to be potter. Ask the Gemara, pshita. The Mishnah was very clear. Tzeparnav tanan. Answers the Gemara, ma'atayim Rabbi Elazar or chaveir nami chayiv. Rabbi Elazar is going to hold you chayiv even when you cut somebody else's fingernails. So why did the Mishnah say tzeparnav? Lo diach koichad rabbanon, that how far the rabbanon are machmer, kamash malon, that the rabbanon are agreeable that with somebody else's nails, if you take them off, not with an instrument, you're not going to be chayiv mederaisa. Mekain tzara, we learned about plucking your hair. Tana, hanoita mali pliazug, if a person takes out a tip full of his scissors hair, he's chayiv. Ask the Gemara, v'kama mali pliazug, how much is that? Amar Rav Yehuda, shtayim, two hairs. Ask the Gemara, v'tanya, l'karcha, shtayim. The Torah says that you're not allowed to tear out your hair in mourning for a dead person. And the minimum amount to be chayiv malchus for doing that aveira is taking out two hairs. So it seems that that's the halacha by karcha, but it's not the halacha by Shabbos. Ema says the Gemara that when it says there the karcha, it means v'kein l'karcha shtayim. By both of these halachas, it's two hairs. And tanya nami hachi, hanoita mali pli azug b'Shabbos chayiv. If somebody takes a scissor tip full of hair, he's chayiv on Shabbos. V'kama mali pli azug shtayim. Rabbi Elazar omer achas, even one hair. Says the Gemara, omay de chacham le Rabbi Elazar, but the chacham do agree with Rabbi Elazar, malakad levonis b'tach shchayrus, that if somebody's pulling out a white hair from black hair, that he doesn't want to have any white hair, shafila achas chayiv. That even by one hair, you're chayiv. V'dav zeh, and actually, to do something like this, a man may not do this even b'chol. Mishum, shenem ala yivash geva simas isha. A man is not allowed to beautify himself. And plucking his hair out, that he shouldn't have any white hair, is mutter. So the Bi'a Locha discusses, what's going to be the Locha in Simen Shen Mem Sif Gittin Gimel, what's going to be the Locha when a man, when you have many white hairs, and you only take out one white hair. Is that going to be usur? Because you're not allowed to take out a white hair. Or you're not really accomplishing. You still have plenty of white hairs. So he quotes the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that if somebody does boirer, taking, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, where we spoke about the Malacha boirer, you're separating the psoilus from the oichel. But you're still leaving plenty psoilus, you're not going to be chayiv for boirer. So here too, since you're leaving plenty white hair, you're not going to be chayiv for this issa of layubash. The Beis Yosef seems to disagree. He says that even by one white hair, there's layubash. The Shas Chuvas Chelkus Yaakov, Yoridei Simon Pei Zion, asks an interesting question. He says that, are you allowed to take a medicine that makes your hair turn black again? Is that considered a groma, and therefore it's not a violation of a yilbush? Or since at the end of the day you're taking that medicine which will cause your hair to turn black, you're being over loy yilbush. So he says that the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, we're going to learn Daf Kuf Yad Amud Beis, says that this is of Sirus, a person's not allowed to cause himself to be sterile. And the halacha is that when you take out, that if you take a medicine, so you don't do it actively, you're still over like the issue of Siris. So he says, if by Siris, where the Torah is not as direct in the Isser. All the Torah says is Be'arzchem loisasu. You're over for doing in an indirect manner. Similarly here, it will be Asur. And so too is the opinion of Rav Moshe and the Shas of Tshuva Sigris Moshe Yerdei Chelik Aleph Simon Pei Beis. There's a very famous Machloikus HaChroinim where there's a person who became partially white. Some of us here is black and some of us here is white. So he doesn't want to dye his hair and beard because he wants to look younger because of the Issa of La Yilbush. He's doing it because he's embarrassed to walk out that way. So there's a very big, the Divrei Chaim and the Maram Shik were very machmer. They said, La Yilbush is La Yilbush under all circumstances. It seems that the Shail Satshuvas Shail Umeshiv is a little more lenient, that since his purpose in doing this is not to make himself look pretty, he's only doing it because he's embarrassed to walk out that way, that would not be included in the Isser of La Yilbush.